MTD Radio News. I'm Blake Ovard. Both the most northern and southern parts of the state have areas that the BLM is expected to lease in August for oil and natural gas production. Included are about 2,200 acres near Carlsbad and another 20,000 acres in the Four Corners area near Farmington. The BLM says drilling will happen and public review is open for New Mexicans to share their opinions online at eplanning.blm.gov. And Hobbs Schools may soon be the only school district in Lee County operating on a five-day-a-week schedule. Lovington Schools held a special meeting last Wednesday to discuss the change to 4 days a week. And Eunice Schools unanimously approved shifting to a four-day week, joining Jowl Schools that went to a four-day schedule in 2017 and Tatum Schools that went to a four-day schedule in 2009. Lovington Schools is seeking input from parents on the matter. Go to lovingtonschools.net/school-board-2 for board member contact information. And the U.S. Forest Service announced it will issue about $182 million in retroactive secure rural school payments for 2024, delivering funding to eligible states and counties with the National Forest System lands. New Mexico will receive an adjusted amount of about $10.1 million in total, and the Lincoln National Forest area, including Lincoln, Otero, Eddy, and Chavez counties, will receive adjusted amounts of almost $1.1 million. Lincoln County also will receive an adjusted amount of about $27,000 for a portion of the Cibola National Forest. The 2024 payments include Title I and Title III allocations, which help fund education, transportation infrastructure, and critical community services in rural areas. They also enhance wildfire readiness at the local level by supporting FireWise community programs, reimbursing counties for emergency services on national forest lands, and supporting the development of community wildfire protection plans. Because SRS had not yet been reauthorized when 2024 payments were issued, the Forest Service initially made payments under the 1908 revenue sharing framework. With reauthorization, the agency is now reconciling payments to ensure counties receive the full amounts owed under the program. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.